Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. It is a little damp out there this morning, and it's going to be damp, you know, at least the first half of the day, and it starts getting better after that. And then we're going to move into some decent weather.
So I hope so, because you know what? I'm just ready for an arc and the 2x2s.
I know, I know. But then, you know, you've been dealing with it a lot lately. I mean, for example, last night, LBF had to go retro. I mean, it was old school. She had no internet.
I haven't had internet for like more than 24 hours. No internet, no phone, and no, well, my phone, my cell phone I have, but, and no cable TV.
Today, when she walked into the studio, she had written me a note and folded it up like a little triangle like you did in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she passed it to me, and I had to unfold it and read it.
Really?
I'm going to tell you the things that I actually ended up doing yesterday that were so pioneer woman.
Oh,
I can't even believe it. I was like, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Okay, we'll cover that for you this morning right here on the Lauren Wire Morning Show. Okay, look, this is a very exciting time. I know that it's an extremely exciting time for the guys in particular in this studio. I know maybe somebody's not quite as excited, but it's all happening now because we got a football game coming up tomorrow night. The Red Sox are going to learn tonight who we're going to face in round one of the playoffs.
The Bruins play the season opener tonight in D.C.
Exactly.
The Celtics.
Celtics are already playing. They lost last night preseason. All of this is happening. So
yeah, it's
just, plus, we got a Thursday night football game tomorrow night. So this morning at 8:40, we got Friday morning football with Zoe on a Wednesday morning.
Nice.
Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Are they at home?
Yes.
Yes, yes, they are. Yes.
And no Trader Joe's tomorrow, just so you know.
Okay, thank you very much. That's good news to know. And, of course, we're gonna play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. The first keyword of the day to win $1,000 five times a day is coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
We have a hint.
Yes. Oh, yes. We do have a hint for a Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Do you want me to say it?
Sure, go ahead.
Answer
okay.
To number five.
Number five, the answer
1969.
Is 1969. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
So stick around. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, brace yourself, Bridget, because here it comes. This is it. Win a grand in 60 seconds. This is where the going gets tough and the tough get going. And we got a tough guy on the line with us today. He's an HVAC tech from Mendon, Massachusetts, and his name is Al Sullivan. So good morning, Al. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. How you doing today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing terrific, Al. This must be the dream day for an HVAC guy because, you know, usually, like maybe an air conditioner breaks down, it's like 99 degrees outside. You have to crawl up in some stupid attic where it's 125. This is a good day for you, right?
Yeah, sounds like you've done this before.
Okay. So, here's what's going to be happening, Al. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Your job, of course, is to get all of them correct. You say pass at any time. Don't waste any time. Come back. If you got time left over, we'll pick them up. Are you ready to play the game this morning?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck, Al. Can I call you Al?
You can call him Al. 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you do at a green light?
Go.
What prevents the Earth's atmosphere from drifting into space?
Fast.
Pigs wallow in mud to beat the heat because they don't have these.
Sweat glands.
Charles de Gaulle was president of which country?
France.
Which Bruce did Demi Moore marry?
Ashton Kutcher.
What Boston Celtic believed the world was flat?
Kyrie Irving.
What broadcasting icon said, I still have my feet on the ground, but I just have better shoes?
Pass.
The Wicked Queen gives this to Snow White to try to kill her.
Apple.
What newspaper does Superman Clark Kent work for?
Daily Planet.
Which actor paid $93,000 for the baseball that rolled between Bill Buckner's legs in Game 6 of the 86 World Series?
Pass.
What prevents the Earth's atmosphere from drifting into space?
Magnetism.
What broadcasting icon said, I still have my feet on the ground, I just have better shoes?
Tough game,
really
Al. Tough game.
Good.
A good job.
Yep, you did a fine job there. What you get?
You kept
seven
cool.
of those, right?
Yeah.
Six of them, right?
Six by my calculations.
Passed on a couple of those, and we're going to review for you right now.
Okay. Gravity prevents the Earth's atmosphere from drifting into space. Demi Moore married this Bruce, Bruce Willis. She did marry Ashton Kutcher, but he wasn't a Bruce. Oprah Winfrey said, I still have my feet on the ground, but I just have better shoes. And Charlie Sheen paid $93,000 for that baseball that rolled between Buckner's legs. But Charlie, well done. Good show,
really good
Al.
Job.
You know, Charlie Sheen could use that money today because he's complaining about the IRS is charging him $5.7 million in back taxes all at once. Okay, Al, for you, consolation prize. Pair of tickets to Teresa Caputo Live Experience. Wednesday, October the 10th, Lowell Memorial, Memorial Auditorium. This is really a fantastic show. You're going to love this, Al. Everybody else, you can get your tickets to see Teresa Caputo from...
She's a medium, right?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe she can tell you some of the answers to the next quiz.
That's a good idea. TLC's Long Island Medium, now at the LowellAuditorium.com. So, Al, have a great day. Thank you very much for playing, and take good care of yourself, and work healthy today, okay? Stay in the cool stuff.
Take care, guys.
You bet.
Good job.
You want to play the game? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. You could be playing next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Let's get to your 620 men from Maine, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it appears that Lem has finally found the girl of his dreams, and he tells his mother about her.
It appears that I finally found a girl of my dreams, and I'm going to get married.
Oh, my God. So when am I going to meet her?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring three women over the house, and you try to figure out which one I'm going to marry.
All right.
The next day, Lem drops by to visit his mother with three young women. After about 30 minutes of conversation over cookies and beer, Lem comes back into the room, and we hear...
So, Ma, which one do you think I'm going to marry?
Well, I think it's the last one on the right.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's amazing. She's the one. How'd you know that?
Oh, that was easy. I can't stand her.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
So there you are, minding your own business, just rolling along in an airplane on your way to Boston.
Yeah. Yeah.
But things you should never do, exercises you should never do inside a plane.
Last night, Phoenix to Boston flight, and this guy just decides that he wants to kind of, I don't know, maybe exercise on the plane. This is what happened.
He was leaning up against the where you put the bags overhead. And a passenger came by and said, what are you going to do, some pull-ups? And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody. The flight attendant probably asked him about three or four times to sit down, and he refused to sit down. And then he really got verbally abusive with her. Started calling him names, profanity. Security came onto the plane to go ahead and get him.
Yeah, so what happened was this guy, he came on the plane with a woman and two dogs right there. Wait a minute. Then he appears drunk, clue number two, and then he decides to do some pull-ups on the overhead bin. And then they took off from Phoenix thinking, let's cross our fingers and hope this guy isn't a jackass, but guess what? He is, and they had to stop in Kansas City and escort him off the plane. Now, these are the two things that I'm really upset about. One... Yep. Is that the FBI says there were no arrests and no charges filed. That's ridiculous. Two, that plane didn't get into Boston. It left at 6:30 Phoenix until after 1 a.m.
Okay, see?
And I would find this guy, and I would wake him up every night at 1 a.m. for the next year. I would
Absolutely.
Make it my mission.
Absolutely.
They should have made him fly in the overhead compartment the rest of the way.
I get it. I don't like flying. I like to have a nice little cocktail before I get on the plane. But I don't have 17, and I don't exercise, one. And you don't exercise on the plane, and you just sit down. I just don't get it.
Well, hey, you're the one that's always afraid of deep vein thrombosis. Maybe this guy was, too.
You know what?
Got to get some movement in there.
Hey, you were right. The minute
Good point.
two dogs. Two dogs. Tip number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drunk, tip number two. But yeah, okay. All right. Good point. I'll take it. I'm still going to find that guy and wake him up at 1 a.m.
Yeah, maybe just do squats next time.
Okay,
yep,
good.
Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody. A couple of reminders for you. We got a Friday morning football with Friday morning football with Zoe coming up this morning. So it's going to be Friday morning football with Zoe on Wednesday morning because we have a Thursday night football game. Is that too confusing for everybody?
Will they win Wednesday? That's what I'm going to call
okay,
it.
Will they win Wednesday? Coming up
well, but they're playing
at 8:40 this
whatever.
Morning. Yikes.
I think we got it.
Wow. Plus, the President of the United States is going to send you a text today. No, I'm serious.
What kind of text?
I'm serious.
Okay. You're gonna,
if you have a cell phone, you're going to get a text from the President today. How about we explain all this? Just 6:45 is when we come up next.
Right, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Okay, everybody, here's a little heads up for you this morning. If you happen to own a cell phone, you know anybody who doesn't own a cell phone? Anybody?
No. Sometimes anybody? I feel like my husband doesn't own a cell phone because he never answers
just
it.
He just forgot how to answer it. That's right. Okay. If you own a cell phone, every American who owns a cell phone is going to receive a text from the President of the United States today. It's going to be, this has never been done before, going to receive a presidential alert text message. It will be arriving at 2:18 this afternoon. It's a test of a system that will issue a warning about a crisis, such as a missile launch, maybe a tsunami, maybe a shortage in Cheetos-flavored hair tint, those different things like that. Okay. So anyway, if you have a cell phone, you will be getting a text from the President of the United States.
Is this a one-and-done sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a one-and-done test.
I mean, and then the next one we get is the end
yeah.
of days.
Okay, this one you don't worry about. Okay. It's the next one you worry about.
All right, okay. I don't know if I want that guy on my cell phone number, but okay.
And, oh boy, it's all beginning, Hank. If you would, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna reply to the text and ask the President if he's going to the game tonight because the Bruins are in Washington, D.C.
That's right. You're right about that.
They're playing the Capitals. It's their season
Stanley
opener.
Cup champions.
That's right. They're going to raise the banner tonight in front of the Bruins. Maybe they'll be inspired. Anyway, it's game one of the 2018-19 season. Yankees and Athletics play the American League Wild Card game tonight in New York. The winner goes to Fenway Friday night to face the Red Sox. Game one of the ALDS. Chris Sale and David Price will start games one and two. Rockies outlasted the Cubs. What a game. 2-1 in 13 innings last night to win the National League wild card.
You know, my dreams were dashed, though, Hank, because, you know, my all-time dream of a Red Sox-Cubs World Series. Not going to happen.
Going to have to wait. Julian Edelman's four-game suspension is over. He practiced yesterday. He'll be in the lineup tomorrow night. The Patriots host the Indianapolis Colts. Thursday night football at Gillette Stadium. Gronk didn't practice. He's still day-to-day with an ankle injury. But coming up at 8:40 this morning, it's What's Up, Zoe? Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak from the Sports Hub joining us right here on the Lauren Wally Show for a preview. Preseason action on the parquet last night. Cavaliers over the Celtics, 102-95. Marcus Smart had 15. And the NHL Executive Committee has voted to move forward with an expansion bid by Seattle, which means that'll most likely happen in 2020. Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Okay, now speaking of sports, here's your little sports trivia. So if you're hanging around, you know, and you're watching the playoffs this weekend or tomorrow, who is the only athlete who's a baseball Hall of Famer to ever be drafted in all three major sports, the MLB, the NBA, and the NFL? Think about that one. That's a tough one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, in the meantime, we got a Brian Bellbuster coming up next. And what's it all about today?
It's all about the Do Not Call registry and getting spam phone calls. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. Rick wanted to get his buddy Joe, so I called Joe as basically every spam call all in one call.
Thank you for calling the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please press 1 now. Congratulations, you have won a cruise.
No.
We're calling you because the warranty has expired on your vehicle.
Oh my God.
How do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Rick, and he wants to get his buddy Joe with Brian Bellbuster.
Yep.
You know, they were talking about how much we all hate it, really. Spam phone calls.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call Joe as the automated line for the Do Not Call registry
and basically beat every annoying spam phone call all at once.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Thank you for contacting the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please say your name now.
Hi, Joe. What?
Thank you, Joe. If you would like to register your number with the National Do Not Call Registry, please press 1.
你有一份重要快件派送军无人签收，了解详情请按九，请按九由人工客服。
Thank you for contacting the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please press 1. We have received a notification regarding your tax filings from the headquarters, which will be expired in the next 24 working hours. After that, you will be taken into custody by the local cops, as there are more serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. Thank you for calling the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please press 1 now.
No.
Congratulations, you have won a cruise.
No.
We're calling you because the warranty has expired on your vehicle.
Oh my God, what?
Are you paying too much for your electricity?
One.
Thank you for contacting the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please press 1 now.
Stop it. What is, hello?
Hey, this is Kevin. Do you need a chimney sweep?
Oh, my God. I can't.
Thank you for contacting the National Do Not Call Registry. If you would like to register your number, please enter your number now.
Thank God.
Thank you for entering your number. We will now forward that number to a Nigerian prince who is trying to get millions of dollars into the country. Hey, Joe, are you trying to enter your number with the Do Not Call Registry?
Yes.
Kind of a pain in the neck, isn't it?
Hello? Okay. Hello, is this a person?
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
Oh, my God.
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. I heard from your buddy Rick that you hate getting spam phone calls.
Oh, my God, Rick. Oh, my God.
You wanted to say happy birthday with a Brian Bell buster.
No, that was the worst. That was all the worst calls at once.
So happy birthday. I hope you
thanks,
win a cruise and get your chimney cleaned. And thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. That was a fun surprise. Thank you.
We can help you get Rick back, you know, when it's his birthday, okay?
I'll sign up. Cool.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so we just heard the police there. And speaking of the police, yeah, it's less than a month now to Halloween. But, you know, still, you know, like 3 weeks away, 3.5 weeks away. And people are already calling the cops on Halloween decorations.
Well, I mean yeah. Really. Well, this one is in Marshfield, and it's a guillotine, okay? So that's a little bit violent, and it's an Elmo stuffed animal who is the intended target of this guillotine. And I have to say, it's kind of cute. I mean, it cutes up the guillotine.
Yeah,
it's really what they needed in France.
Off people's heads. Yeah, right. Yeah,
used to be Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Now,
so yeah, he's like a little smiling Elmo in the guillotine. I guess this guy's been doing this for years, putting Elmo in sort of terrible positions, like
really?
Somebody was cutting him in half
middle
last
management.
Year. Yeah, exactly.
Bad position.
Yes, middle management. Exactly. Yeah. Now that's funny. But yeah, somebody called the police. And they can't do anything about it, but the police have to show up to file the complaint, but they can't do anything about it. But
I mean, what does it take to call the police on Halloween?
I feel like that is fine. There's no blood, guts, or human-like
sure,
looking
yeah, okay.
people
it wasn't
from
like
the trees.
A beheaded
no,
Elmo.
No, he's just even
he was just
yeah,
scaring the
kids. It looks like he's
be.
About yeah. to get it, you yeah. know, like yeah. that last moment.
Remember last
Kyle
year?
Big for the camera.
Yeah. Last year in Concord, there was that big kerfuffle because they had a real-looking dummy
yes.
that was hanging.
Yeah,
from
hanging. Okay,
from
now yeah. see, that's a little scary.
I think that's so wrong. I mean, Halloween's scary, and if you want to really be scared and go to a zombie fest, then go to one of those Halloween fest. But if you're just walking down the street and you see like blood and guts coming out of somebody's lawn and hanging from the tree, that's not fun.
Yeah, some people take it a little far. They get really into Halloween, and it's like, if you want to do that, you know, in your backyard, but right out in the front yard, my God.
Remember, like, as last week, I think it was early last week, we got the first report nationally of somebody calling the police on a Halloween decoration. And this one, I could see this, because this lady had taken a blood substitute, you know, and written on her windows in blood, in fake blood, help me. Okay, so now that I can understand.
Terrible.
So people did call the police, and they showed up and found out it was just a Halloween decoration.
I just feel like, you know, life is scary enough that we don't need to see it every day.
So we're okay with bones. Bones are fine.
Bones are good.
Because they've been cleaned up and everything. Skeletons hanging.
Blood is not. Bones are good.
Yeah.
That's the way you look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you want to see something really scary in life, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and post a picture of LB before she put her makeup on.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we'll have that coming up later.
That wasn't blood.
I even screamed.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, thrill seekers, here we go. Time your 720 men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus goes to visit his father at the Bangor Nursing Home and Mortuary when we hear this conversation.
So, Pa, what's new?
Well, I'm thinking about marrying Widow Perkins down the hall here.
Well, are you sure you want to do that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Well, is she good-looking?
Oh, no, she's as ugly as a stump.
Well, is she a good cook?
No, can't cook at all.
Well, is she fun to be with?
No, she's absolutely miserable.
Well, then she must be good in bed.
No, she's horrible.
Well, for God's sakes, why would you want to marry her?
Because she reminds me so much of your mother.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, so you thought, you know, Halloween decorations are really scary. Maybe haunted houses are really scary. Nope, none of that. What LBF had to face yesterday was really scary.
Okay, guess what?
What?
I have no Wi-Fi.
No Zero. Wi-Fi.
Oh, God.
No Wi-Fi, which means I have
You had to
no.
go to, like, a coffee shop?
Well, which means I have no internet, no phone, landline, but nobody really does.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No TV. No, not even a smart, no Netflix, no
oh,
nothing.
No. Yep,
my smart TVs are officially dumb.
Oh, no.
And so I have my cell phone, which is, like, you know, obviously the
most important
thing. Yes, it is. But there's only, you know, it's only so much you can do on a cell phone. Like, I mean,
let's all gather around mommy's cell phone and watch TV.
So it's been.
What did you do?
Well, my day was completely different yesterday. I completely changed my life. It was like being Laura Ingalls Wilder. I am not even kidding.
It was like retro.
It was so retro, and there was something oddly awesome about it. So first, I'm like, well, why go home? It's not like I can watch my Real Housewives of Orange County. No, so I you know what? I haven't seen my friend in a year. She just moved to Roslindale. We had a two-hour coffee. Two-hour coffee and caught up. It was amazing. Then I'm like, well, there's nothing to do at home. So I went to the grocery store, and I'm like, and I got the fixins for an awesome meal because when
fixins,
I got home,
huh?
I'm even talking like Laura Ingalls Wilder.
She got all the fixins, so when she got home, she could whip up some
vittles. I made old school spaghetti and homemade meatballs and an apple crumble. Who makes an apple crumble? Nobody.
The pioneer woman?
Yes.
Did you?
I mean, I was like, you know, normally what would have happened is I would have been like, I'm not making an apple crumble.
Did you churn any butter?
But I had peeled like seven apples. That's a lot of
Amazing.
Apples. Maybe eight.
Now, like after dinner, did you and Dave play like Scrabble or something?
How about them apples?
It was so funny because, so I'd spent my day doing that, and then there was like a downtime while everything was cooking, and so I was like, "Well, normally
went out to milk the cows."
So I called my friend Melissa. I never call Melissa. I'm always just texting her. I called her on the phone. We had a nice conversation. My Kindle wasn't charged, so I had to read an actual book.
Wow,
man,
with paper.
I was like, "Wow!" I thought Crazy. Pa Ingalls was going to come in and call me half pint. And then the most amazing thing I did.
What is the most amazing thing you did?
I called my mom.
Oh,
Yeah, she's like, why are you calling me? I'm like, cable's out.
Lauren Wally, mornings, 105.7 WROR.
Here, buddy, it's time to get into your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update with LBF. And by the way, a quick shout out this morning to all of the nurses in the chemo unit at Mass General West. Great job. Thank you very much for all you do. We appreciate it. Okay?
All right, this is brought to you by MassSave.com. So, all right, if you want to avoid getting an infection, you have to steer clear of these five actresses. And I can't believe
they've released
the names.
Okay. Some of them are on my list.
Ruby Rose.
Oh, yeah.
From Orange is the New Black and the Meg. Kristen Cavallari. She's a reality TV star. Marion Cotillard. Right?
Cotillard.
Marion Cotillard.
The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Get out.
And Rose Byrne.
Really?
All infected?
Well, that's what they're saying. That if you Google these women, then you're going to get a virus in your computer. McAfee came out. Basically what it does is they have links to all these terrible things that can infect your computer.
Your computer.
So don't Google Ruby Rose. Or Linda Carter, how'd she get involved?
I know, really.
Yeah.
She seemed like
roped in Wonder Woman.
Roped in. Hi, see what you did there.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, we're going to talk about New Kids and the American Music Awards and two actresses that are in Canton right now. Canton, Massachusetts.
Are they infected?
Really? Nope, they're not infected. Gisele Bündchen, obviously, still talking about that because her new book, Lessons, is out. And she was on Good Morning America yesterday. Yep. But there was one thing that I found fascinating and actually useful. Like, I can't really use her advice on certain things like not eating out, ice cream or stuff like that. But this one.
Of course not.
She is really into homeopathic medicine. And she massages her children's feet with aromatherapy oil before bed. Uses peppermint oil to cure headaches. She also cuts a lemon in two and places it face up next to her bed. I do want to put in my vodka, but she places it next to her bed.
Same thing.
If anyone in the house is sick, and she puts slices of onions in her children's room or even their pajamas if they have a fever. Then if the kid has a sore throat, her mother did this with her, and she does it now. She pours really cold milk onto a cloth, cover the outside of the cloth in plastic wrap, and arrange it around your throat. And then overnight. It's a little stinky in the morning, but the sore throat is gone. Isn't that fascinating? I think that's fascinating.
What are you doing? You take milk.
Soak a rag in cold milk, put it in plastic wrap, wrap it around your neck like a little collar, and then you wake up the next day, no sore throat.
I'd throw a couple Oreos in it and drink
it. Exactly. That's a good idea. All right, New Kids on the Block. They're making an announcement on NBC. On October 8th, and it says, hear what we've got planned for the next chapter of NKOTB. I'm really excited about that because maybe they're going to go on tour, do something fun, or maybe another cruise. Taylor Swift's going to be opening up this year's American Academy Awards. That's October 9th on ABC. And finally, I just want to mention that Canton, Massachusetts is home to the stars.
Okay, who's there?
Apparently, Meryl Streep and Emma Stone are wandering around the 02021 zip code because they're filming in the area for the reboot of Little Women.
Huh.
Okay. I'm very excited. So if you see them, say hi. They should get a meatball sub at D&E. That's always good.
And come over and you'll throw a rag with soaked in milk around
their throat.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, there's a lot of excitement building in the studio. As a matter of fact, I just checked with LBF and I said, are you ready? She said she's ready. So let's find out if her player is ready to play the game. Because it's time now for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And Bill Balashi, who is a chemist from Medford, Massachusetts, on the line. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. So you're a chemist, huh?
You're hoping for some periodic table questions, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you have a Bunsen burner?
No, not at home, no.
Not at home? Okay. I remember when I was in school, knew a guy we all called the chemist. He spent a lot of time with acid, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So, Bill, your job is going to be answer the 10 questions that LBF is going to give you within a period of 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. It's that simple. You feeling good about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounds
confident.
Very confident.
He's from Medford.
Okay. Nice and loud on your responses, Bill. We want to be able to hear everything. We're ready to go in 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you do at a yellow light?
Slow down.
What is 80 divided by 4?
pass.
Who was John F. Kennedy's wife?
Mrs. Kennedy.
First name?
Not a pass.
What American country singer performed at Folsom Prison?
Pass.
What year did Sesame Street first air?
Pass.
Who was Britain's first female prime minister?
Pass.
What toy company's mascot was a giraffe named Jeffrey?
Toys R Us.
What was the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by Palestinian terrorists in October of 1985?
Pass.
Where was the second atomic bomb dropped during World War II?
Fukushima.
What was Elton John's first U.S. number one hit?
Candle in the Wind.
What is 80 divided by 4?
12.
What is John F. Kennedy's wife's name?
Time has expired. Well, I'm very sorry about that. You didn't get the 10 right. You got the, let me see, one, two, you got two right. You got the
That's
three
okay.
And a bunch of passes, so we'll go ahead and bring you up to speed with the review.
80 divided by 4 is 20. John F. Kennedy's wife is Jackie or Jacqueline. Johnny Cash performed at Folsom Prison. Sesame Street aired in 1969. Margaret Thatcher was Britain's first female prime minister. I like that you got Jeffrey being the Toys R Us mascot.
Yeah.
The Achille Lauro was the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by terrorists in October of 1985. Mm-hmm. The second atomic bomb was dropped during World War II. That was Nagasaki. And Elton John's first number one U.S. hit was Crocodile Rock.
Okay, now look.
But
you didn't win the $1,000 from Century Bank.
But you learned some stuff.
Not even
you learned a lot of stuff. And you got
really?
a fabulous consolation prize. This is going to blow you away. I'm not kidding you, Bill. There's a great show. It's a pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo live, the experience. It is amazing. She's a medium, and the show is Wednesday, October the 10th, Lowell Memorial Auditorium. It'll make you like go whoa. If you've never gone whoa before, okay. Everybody else, get your tickets to see Teresa Caputo. From TLC's Long Island Medium, now at LowellAuditorium.com. Hey, have a great day. Thank you very much for playing the game. And
all right, thank you, guys.
Hey, no problem. Anybody else? You think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds? I doubt it. See, the challenge has been thrown down. All you have to do to qualify is register at WROR.com. Okay, the great debate is coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's the great debate about the grape.
The grape debate.
The grape. We should call it that. The grape debate. Where is the line between sampling and stealing?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. We now think Hank is a thief. Okay, so Hank.
I'm a sampler.
Okay, what's going on? Yes, from the walk of life to the walk of shame. Oh, excuse me. The walk of shame for one Hank Morse. We're just having an innocent little conversation here in the studio. Just, about crimes. Crimes that, everybody commits. Little crimes, you know?
Jaywalking.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah. You know, just no big deal. And so we're talking about things in the grocery store. Hank says he samples in the grocery store. And we say, no, that's not sampling. That's stealing.
Well, not necessarily.
Yes.
Okay, for example.
Like, I love grapes, and there are a variety of grapes. You've got red grapes, green grapes, globe grapes, Concord grapes.
Yeah. Cotton candy.
Cotton candy ones are really good.
Seedless grapes.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
So occasionally, like, I buy a lot of fruit and produce, sits on my shelf. I don't necessarily eat it, but I feel
it's nice to look at.
Store. Right, and occasionally, I mean, how many grapes are in a bunch? 100?
I don't know. There's
so occasionally, you look at a grape and you go, okay, I wonder if these have been here. Like, I wonder if they're, like, fresh from yesterday. Like, those are the hard, plump ones. Or if they're a little bit soft, you don't want to buy them.
Well, you can tell that by feeling.
I don't want to get my germs on them.
I see.
So I'll take a grape. I'll just take a grape and I'll eat a grape.
Okay.
But I don't think that. I think that's more of a sampling thing because I intend to buy the products.
No. It's not sampling because it's by the weight. If you got a box of Oreo cookies and opened it while you were grocery shopping and ate that, that's fine because
you're going to pay for the box.
You're going to pay for the box.
Yep.
But when you take, like, say, Raisinettes from the candy aisle, and then you put them in a bag and then you just kind of eat a couple of them when you walk around the grocery store, that is grand larceny.
But they build in loss prevention into the...
That's not the point.
See, but that's right, Hank. That means everybody else is paying for your thievery.
So they're kind of charging a little bit more because they know people are going to sample them.
So
but they buy. Don't you think it's more important for me to continue to buy at the store
because if I didn't like, if I got the grapes home and I didn't try them, and then they weren't what I thought they were going to be, I would never buy them again.
I think that your grocery store behavior is abominable. Between that,
I put the carts back.
You're stealing grapes. No, but I think, and you asked Lauren if there's a difference between stealing grapes and say like going like 10 miles over the speed limit. Like, you know,
10 miles over the speed limit is worse.
It's worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because nobody's gonna get killed because of a stolen grape, but you're going 10 miles over
unless
the speed limit.
You
could, yeah, exactly.
You could cause an accident.
Sampled grape. Somebody.
I just think, I really...
You've never done that once.
Oh my God, totally have. But like, I knew that. But you knew it was wrong? But Dave, actually, I gotta tell you, he pointed, because we kind of did that in my family, and like it was a family thing. And Dave, when I first started dating him, witnessed me doing it, and he's like, you can't do that. And I'm like, why not? And he said, because it's illegal, like you're stealing. And so I don't do it anymore, but I did. I am a reformed
thief.
Criminal.
You know what's even better than the grapes? If you go into the bulk buy section and you try one of those caramels.
Yeah.
You try those, but you just circle around every 15 minutes. You got a half dozen by the end of your shopping trip.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Wow. What grocery store do you go to? I'm going to call the manager.
I go to the Hannaford's in New Hampshire.
What is that? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, you have to stand by because coming up next, we have Friday morning football with Zoe on a Wednesday morning because the Patriots are playing on Thursday night. Coming up next, and one of the things we just got to get out of Zoe is how could a team that looks so bad against the Detroit Lions look so good the very next week? I mean, it's mind-boggling. And what about the Colts? What about Gronk? Is he going to play? All of that is coming up. Is everybody ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe on a Wednesday morning because the game is coming up on Thursday night.
Makes complete sense.
Okay, so I realize that the title's a little long, but it's pretty accurate. So let's go right to Zoe this morning. Good morning, Zoe. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I totally forgot the game is tomorrow until... Your boy Bell just called me right now.
Yeah, so make sure you got to report tomorrow to call the game.
It would be good for
today's
you to be
Wednesday.
There.
Today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, right?
It's Wednesday.
It is a Thursday game, yes.
Very confusing.
Okay, we're here to help. We're here to help. Okay, so.
What's going on with this weather? You guys do weather?
It's going to get better. Okay, you want
foggy.
To. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, it's going to be cloudy. It'll be cloudy like this today. We're going to get
wait a
like.
Minute.
hang on. I'm helping the man out. It's going to get up to like 67 today.
And
then,
still
cloudy. Then tomorrow, a lot of clouds around, showers late in the day. But then tomorrow night, which would be Thursday night for Thursday night football, it's going to be okay. And then plenty of sun on Friday, and the weekend's going to be great.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So good tailgate weather.
Yeah.
Get out there, get hammered, get hammered, get loud.
Yeah, get okay. lubed
right.
up.
Okay.
It'll probably be dark for the game. So,
it will be dark for the game. Okay, now here's question one. Short work week for the Patriots, getting back to it. What's that mean for Gronk here with the ankle? Is he going to play?
I think it's all about the if you can't beat the Colts on a short week. Now, that team went and played five quarters of football. Don't forget, they had to go overtime.
Yeah.
They lost that game. You had a pretty easy game against Miami. You were sort of in coast mode fourth quarter. If you can't handle the Colts on a short week without Gronkowski and the addition of Edelman, then you're in trouble. I would rest Gronk for the long haul to make sure he's right.
So how you feel about?
I don't want this ankle acting up on him.
Yeah, you don't want it to be nagging all season long.
How you feeling about Edelman?
I feel great about Edelman. I just think that kid's just—he's a mean machine. He works hard. I think the knee's going to come back better than ever. He's not getting any younger, but I think his work ethic lets him play like he's a 26-year-old.
Hey, ooh. Professor Zolak, question: 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady. After 4 weeks, has he performed better or worse than you expected?
A little bit under.
A little bit under. Okay.
Is that because
a little bit under than what I expected? Because and this is nothing against Brady. I mean, a couple of the interceptions have been bad decisions, you know, and he's ticked at himself for it, but he sets the bar, and I think we all set the bar so high for him. You know, we always expect him to play an MVP level every week.
Yeah.
And the old adage of he elevates everybody else around him.
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't think they put the best people around him to allow him to play to that level. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Hey, now, Zoe, what do you think the biggest change from Detroit Lions looking horrible and then blowing out the Dolphins?
How could that happen?
How did this team, like, turn it around like that? What was the biggest change?
I mean, it's a silly answer, but execution. I mean, they executed better.
Yeah.
The running game, you know, it was better timing on the pulling. Michelle had a good day.
Sure
they were
did.
Better on defense. You got Chung back, and you got Flowers back on defense. Yeah. That's huge.
Did Josh Gordon make a difference?
Josh Gordon, he helped. He did good blocking. He had two nice catches. But I just think Ryan Tannehill stinks. You know, I think
okay.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Speaking of quarterbacks, what do you think of Andrew Luck? Is he back to being all right? Or, you know, they had to pull in Jacoby Brissett a couple weeks ago to throw the bomb at the end of the game.
I watched a lot of his games this year, and he hasn't played a full year of football. You remember when Chad Pennington was at the end, and he sort of had that, his shoulder was held on by spaghetti straps, basically.
Yep.
He would kind of balloon the ball in, and he would aim it. Luck really hasn't. I don't see him let it rip the way he used to, you know, with the deep posts and the hard throws. The throws don't have the same type of zip that they've had in past years.
Okay, so in summary, would you give us the final score for Thursday Night Football?
31-17, up by
14. 31-17, really? Okay, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay,
yeah.
Go get him. We'll okay, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.
Wake him up.
Okay, thanks, don't forget, Zoe will be doing the game for you on the radio here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.